So our scripture today is from Luke. It's chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. He also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, and even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, I give tithe of all that I get, but the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. So I call this real prayer. And so the Pharisee comes into the square with the tax collector. The Pharisee didn't really go to pray to God. He went there so everybody else could see how righteous he was and how wonderful he was and how everybody should try to be like him. So he really went there for himself. It wasn't really about God. True prayer really is offered to God and to God alone. And the Pharisee really went there just again so that everybody knew how great, wonderful he was. So when I think of the Pharisee, I like sports. I bet you guys didn't know that. And football players do this all the time. So we were at the Ball State football game, not yesterday, but the week before. It was really windy like it was yesterday. This receiver for whoever Ball State was playing blows past the defensive guy. The guy's throwing back into the wind. The ball just doesn't get there. I mean, just simply doesn't get there. And the receiver is 3 yards in front of the defensive player. And the ball lands kind of back at their feet, and the defensive player's going, yeah, he didn't catch it. Well, yeah, but it didn't have anything to do with you. The ball never got there. And so when I think about this Pharisee, we see this all the time where people are going, beating their chest, yeah, I'm the man. You guys are behind 40 to nothing. You ain't the man. They've been the man all day over you. And so you see people do that all the time. I just don't understand it. Or you'd be watching a basketball game and someone's just getting drubbed and then somebody makes a block or dunks a shot and they're standing over them and tell them how great they are. The guy should just go, look at the score, dude. But that's what the Pharisee was doing. He's out there in the square. He wants you to all know how great and wonderful he is. Now, we're going to talk about tax collectors next week because we're going to talk about Zacchaeus. But tax collectors, you need to remember, were probably... So if you think of tax collectors as IRS... And you may say to yourself, I don't really care for IRS agents. So I've told you guys before, I deal with an IRS agent on our doing taxes for people. And so Kate's a wonderful person. I will tell you, though, the first time I met Kate, and she said, well, I'm an IRS agent. And I looked at her and I said, I bet you don't have any friends at all. Now, we've become friends since then. But a tax collector then was different, because a tax collector worked for the Romans, and so the people didn't like the Romans in general because they occupied their land. And the tax collectors were appointed by the Romans, and the deal was they were all crooks, okay? Because if Bill owed $100 in taxes and the tax collector could get $120, the $20 just went right in his pocket. And everybody knew they did that. And so they were crooked. And so this guy comes to the square to pray. They all know who he is. I mean, you would know your tax collector when he came around. But he knows he's not all that everything. And so he stands way on the side of the square. He's not beating his chest or anything. He's standing off to the side. He never even looks up to pray. He's looking down because he knows he's not worthy. He's not even worthy to look up to God for prayer. And so he understands that he's the sinner that really needs God's saving grace. The Pharisee doesn't see that at all. Pharisee says, I'm the man. I am great. I am wonderful. And the tax collector, who people wouldn't really thought very well of, recognizes where he's at. So there's three things when you go to prayer I think you need to understand. If you're so proud of yourself that it's all about you, you're going to have a hard time praying. a really honest, truthful prayer, because you'll have a hard time getting by yourself. And so what I suggest you do, and we've talked about prayer a couple times the last few weeks, is when you go to prayer, it can't always be about you. It's what the way I try to end them is I want God to somehow let me know, and sometimes I'm a little hard-headed about what it is I'm supposed to be doing. And if I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, you know, guide me, get me back on the right path. One time at Yorktown, we had a guy come in to do a revival, and he was from Atlanta. And we were talking about prayer on the first night he was there. And he asked if we were willing to let anybody pray for us. And I said, well, sure, why not? And he goes, what if somebody prays for bad things to happen to you? And I said, well, why would anybody do that? And he said, do you think there aren't people in the world that do that? And I said, well, not really until just this moment. I had never thought about that. But this is kind of the second part. If you have hate in your heart, it is going to be hard for you to go in prayer until you can get that out of your heart, till you can find a way to change your feelings towards whoever it is that you have so much contempt for. It's going to be hard to go in prayer. We can't be trying to lift ourselves above others. So the Pharisees here starts off by saying, boy, I'm glad I'm not like you guys. I'm so much better than all you. Because he's not really praying to God. He just wants to make sure that you all know your place. That he is so much better than you. Well, we're going to God to pray. You can't be, that just can't work. You can't be trying to make yourself so much better than others that you're going to go to prayer. And so for us, if you're having that problem, there's a few things you need to remember. We're all sinners. All the world suffers because of the sins that people do each and every day. And that's in all humanity. And if you haven't learned anything from history, it's that man cannot fix things because we are sinners and we are imperfect. And our only hope for the world is the mercy and the love of God. That is the only way things are going to get better. Now, the other thing I would tell you that I think the Pharisee does in this, and I talked about this a little bit when we were building blocks, thank again for all the block builders, is that the Pharisee, I think you could almost read that he thought he was godlike, because he talked about how he was so much better than everybody else around him. And so for us, I don't always do both churches at the same time, and I've changed my mind on this part. At New Burlington, I originally said we don't want to make ourselves equal to God, but I think in this case, the Pharisee tried to make himself more than God, that he was better than God somehow. If we don't recognize that we are way below God in the pecking order, then you really think of yourself too highly. Because I am pretty confident that there isn't anybody out here who hasn't done something wrong and sinned. I would be more than shocked if that has never happened. Because we are human and we make mistakes. And so for us, we need to recognize that God is God and we are below that and we are seeking his uplifting on a regular basis. So there's a few things about the Pharisee that we need to recognize though. When he was kind of bragging about how he fasted a couple times a week, which was important in the religious times then, he really did that. He wasn't saying something that wasn't true. He was being truthful. That's what he really did. And when he was kind of bragging about how he tithed, he wasn't saying that because it was untrue. He really did tithe. And so the things he said there weren't really wrong. I'm just not sure that he needed to be telling everybody how much better he was than everybody else. And so the question is, are we as good as our neighbors, which is what he was saying. Well, he didn't say he was as good as, if we're all his neighbors, he didn't say he was as good as us. He made it clear that he was better than all of us, in case you need to go back and read that again. But the real question is, am I as good as God? And the answer is no. And so for the Pharisee, when he's up there pounding on his chest, telling everybody how great and wonderful he is, I think he thought he was as good as God. And so for us, where do we consider ourselves? And I've talked about this before. If you've never had a chance to go in the Garden of Gethsemane Church, they have kind of reminds me of a Catholic church, but they have these stained windows, and it kind of begins with Adam and Eve in the garden, where Adam and Eve fail. And it's kind of this history of the church. And over on the right-hand side is being in heaven with Jesus Christ. And it's this path for us to take to become more and more like Jesus Christ. Where do we consider us on that path? Are we back here at the beginning? Or do we think we're one window pane ahead of Jesus? And so I would say most of us are somewhere in here, and a lot of times we go backwards and then we try to do better and go forward. But our goal is to be like Jesus Christ. And it's hard, difficult to get there, and it is impossible for us to do it on our own. The only way we can do it is with God's help. And so in this case where the Pharisee is comparing himself to God, it is just impossible for him to get there. And so for us, we want to work to becoming more like Jesus Christ, but we have to understand it's a hard path and we can't do it on our own. There's no chance that any man or woman or child can do that on their own, because we just have that innate inability to be good all the time. Sin, or whatever you want to call that, those things that keep us from being as perfect as we can be. And so when we compare ourselves to Jesus Christ or the holiness of God, we are lacking. But our goal is to continue to become better and better people. And so what I would suggest is for us, so I did this three different ways. I kind of wish I had done it a different way now. So there's me. When I say me in this case, it's really me. When I say us, it's everybody that's here and watches this on the video. Okay? And the world is everybody else. So I think I've covered everybody now, right? And so whether it's me, us-ins, or the world, we need God's mercy and grace. Because the sin that we all have in our lives keeps us from being the best person. But we need to recognize, and I get all three of us in here again, me, us, and the world, that we're all sinners. The Pharisee did not recognize himself as a sinner. He really did think that he was better than everyone else. And I'm sure sometimes in our lives we've come across someone that just thought they were way better than everybody else. At the end of the day, we're all sinners. And we're all seeking God's grace and love to become better people, whatever that looks like, however God works in our lives. Sometimes God works in us directly. Sometimes God puts people in our lives to make us better people. Sometimes all those things happen. And so many times I tell you, when God's calling you to do something, do it. Because sometimes you might be the person that needs to be in that other person's life to help them become better people. Sometimes you need people in your lives to help you become the better person. And so be open to what God is bringing into your life, the people that's come into your life to move you and change you, however that looks. Let us pray. Father, as we go out into your world, let us recognize that we are not you, that we need your love and your grace in order to become better people, to become more like Jesus Christ. Whether it's uplifting others or people uplifting us, let us always be working to become better and better people, which is only possible through you. Amen.